You know that.
A minister that has the people's support would do anything for them and will also be able to protect the people. Mr. Mirfata, don't you want to rinse your foul mouth before speaking?
But I am not drunk, great minister.
Being drunk can be fixed by whipping you 70 times and slapping you around. But your evil thoughts and your demonic soul cannot be fixed, even by giving 7,000 whippings with a stick. Being killed with impurity is required.
Please forgive him, Mirza Vizier. His insults are because of his stupidity.
There is a huge difference between stupidity and insult. And the difference is shown in the battlefield, where you have to kill or be killed. You will surely get yourself in trouble with this insult and foolishness of yours. Abbas Mirza has gone to the capital now, and we believe he is going to declare war. It is a matter of honor and Quran now. You either have to fight or pay money. That is all.
Disturbing you?
Of course not. If I'd known you were coming, I would have come to you instead.
Thank you. Mirza, tell me the truth, please. Is there going to be war?
We must trust in God. They have attacked Georgia. That evil Russian empire has taken over Ganja and Shirvanat as well. And now both our country and the Quran are at stake. We are forced to fight back.
So I was right. Are our soldiers strong enough to fight? We're talking about war against the army of an empire.
If you believe in what you're doing, you will definitely succeed. Of course, the king plays a very crucial role in the equation. He must be able to support his people. The politicians must be prepared to take action as well. Otherwise, all our well-meaning efforts will go to waste.
Are you still alone?
I am always alone.
Wouldn't you like to remarry?
After my honorable wife's death, I prefer now to study and to pray, and sometimes administrating regulations in the affairs of Azerbaijan. I'm getting older. Every day when the sun sets, it's like it's calling me to set with it. But when I get close to it, it's already gone. Look at the moon. It's as if it's fallen into the pool. It's sinking, saying, "Someone, come and rescue me. Rescue me." Would you be so kind as to rescue me, says the moon. Up there, the moon is so high. Down here in the pool, it's so close. Which shall I believe? Murad? Are you there?
Hello to you, peace be with you.
Well, hello, peace be with you.
May I come in?
Yes, of course, come in, please. It's a pleasure to see you. Come in, please. Welcome, welcome. Come in.
I'm here to see how the Sayyid is, the man who says he has the support of the people and lives in this shack.
There are many who live in these shacks that are 1,000 times worthier than those living in the palace. Living in a shack has its own pride. You must know how to laugh with people and how to cry with them. Making a shack into a home or being a politician in the palace is not enough. I pray God will forgive me for saying this. But these days, we want to play political games even with God.
Bravo, Zayed Vizier. Bravo. It is so good to play politics. Just like Ali plays the game of politics.
Here you are.
This is great water to drink. Drinking water that you've given me with your own hands must be as pure as heaven.
Please drink and enjoy.
May God quench Hossein's thirst.
Yo, Ali.
Oh my God, I'm going mad. When will this all end? I'm so tired. Don't do that! The way you work and the things you do make it much harder. I'm always broke at the end of the year. And recently I'm starting to lose it. Am I aging?
No.
Why am I asking you this question?
No.
You know, I'm just gonna go and finish my work. Just finish it and that's it. I don't want this. You know that Mirza Shirazi's daughter is unlucky and I have to omit her name because she can't have children. Mizoho, who is Armenian, is also unlucky and childless. Benefshe Badam has given birth to a boy that looks like a monkey. The unfortunate Ms. Parizad from Kazvin is childless too. Stop it. Miss Janjan from Isfahan has also delivered a spoiled baby. There are so many Armenians in this hellhole over here. Mrs. Sultan from Isfahan has delivered twin boys as well. Her kids look like alien goats or something. I can't believe it. Oh, they look anything but human. My neck is killing me. I'm so tired. Oh, I guess that this is the average population in the past 2 years. But my problems will never end, it seems. Oh, these days, whoever wants a baby comes to me. I don't know why. I'm Lady Maryam. The respectable Lady Maryam, the head of all the harems of the Qajar.
My little peacock. Why are you here, all alone?
I don't like to be with others very much. Just being here in your beautiful palace is enough for me. I've heard the unfortunate former minister Kalantar passed away. Congratulations on the new minister, Baba Khan.
Forget about the former minister and the new minister, beautiful bird of the citadel. The king needs your kindness, not the absence of your love.
I'm worried, Baba Khan.
About what?
Abbas Mirza, the crown prince, visits Tehran from Tabriz during dangerous times. I've heard you've summoned him here.
Please do not worry about this. Don't think about these things. It is a matter regarding the state.
Dear Gohar, I had wanted to eat meat with lime for such a long time.
I'm happy to hear that. Are you expecting?
I am old, my dear. Don't forget. As long as Miss Tavus Isfahani is around, Baba Khan doesn't recognize me. Out with the old one, and in with the new one. Saying hi back to me just because I am the mother of the Crown Prince is good enough. For me, this is like being in a lovely, flowering, endless rose garden. I hope that you won't marry anyone like Baba Khan, who has 700 wives. He doesn't even know which of them gave birth to his 1,010 children. I bless you and hope to God you don't end up like me. If my father, God bless his soul, had let me marry Firgoli Khan, I'm sure I would have been a real wife now. I would have woken up every morning looking at the mountains of Azerbaijan among the good people of the tribe. Inside, I am exhausted and I don't know who my lover is for. I'm left in the dark and he's lost in his world of excitement.
Khatun, you have to give me something for giving you this news. Abbas Mirza has been summoned to Tehran by the king. He'll be arriving any minute now.
The sun in Miss Khatun's house will rise now.
I, Kazeh Yahub Markaryan, from Yerevan. The king's second eye, and the stamp holder, and the key holder of the treasury of Baba Khan. I'm greatly honored and privileged by the king. More respectable than even his wives. Every night, I crown myself as king. I sit in his royal chair, become king, and give orders, but only to the jewelry on his crown. The owner of this crown has dangerous thoughts in his head and is bringing no good to this country. Baba Khan. They call him Baba Khan because he's the father of 1,010 unfortunate children.
Mm-hmm.
soon. The royal crown prince, Abbas Mirza, has arrived here. He has gone to the Diamond Emirate to see his father, the king.
Georgia has surrendered to the attack of Sisyanov, the Russian general. Ganje and Yerevan have been invaded. Gorgon the Wolf of Georgia has refused to acquire Iranian citizenship, except from Gorgon Khan, the Bagratid dynasty. Has more interest in Iran than in the Russian Empire itself. Abbas Mirza, we have brought you here from Tabriz so you can get Georgia and Iran back from those evil Russians.
Even though our young and brave Iranian soldiers would surely and honorably die for their country, we do not have the necessary weapons. They are all old and useless. We have nothing. Babab Khan, we can't go to war with old guns. We will all surely die. Going to war with this monster requires weapons, investment, and good arms.
If the soldiers are hungry, feed them. If they want artillery, they shall have it. If they want weapons, they shall get them.
But how?
Tax! Tax! We will tax the people of Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan is not a poor country. You know about their wealth, Commander.
What the king is trying to say is that he wants you to know about the wealth of the people of Azerbaijan, and not in any way to insult you.
You came. The sunshine of Khatun's house. I've waited so long for this. My son won't visit the capital city unless outside strangers attack the country, and when they do, then, only then does he remember that he has a mother waiting. Impatiently waiting, lovingly awaiting his arrival back home.
You never came to Tabriz. It's clear that this palace is more pleasant for you than your son's little cottage.
Babies cry, an adult snag. As a matter of fact, in the past couple of years, living with women in the harem has become offensive to her. However, living in Tabriz with your child would make you happier than living in Tehran. These women are all naggy rival wives. Women do nothing but nag all day long.
It would be an honor to have you stay with us. An honor and privilege.
So we are done here. Declining your child's invitation is not good. I will tell Khaja Yagub to make preparations for Khatun's trip.
Are you kicking me out?
Traveling is good for you. And if you do not go on this trip, it will show your stubbornness.
Clearly you know now what you're talking about. You're the one in charge here, and you always do as you wish. You can't erase the writing on the wall.
I am the Lady of Iran and the mother of the Crown Prince.
Very interesting. When I tell you to go on a trip, to change your mood, this is what I get. And I have to hear this nonsense? You tell her something, Abbas Mirza.
Yes, I am old. I may be pale now. And I'm not beautiful anymore. Less respectable than that gypsy concubine of yours. I knew it then, from the very beginning. This wasn't going to work out.
Khatun, you are breaking my heart. Come to Tabriz and there you can be queen. I am most faithfully at your service.
Well, if you won't listen to me, then at least listen to your son. We both want what is best for you.
This palace holds secrets that only those better than us know of. In this country, women are like oil lamps. Okay. Okay. When the oil finishes, it vanishes. I've already tested my luck. It is time for me to leave.